you want to know how to become a musician, it's very simple. You get a teacher, a music teacher, and you go with him as far as possible. Choose him carefully. You'll have to buy a metronome. Make sure it isn't too ripe. And above all, it should have some flesh on it, a little fat. Make sure it works well, because there are some metronomes that work the wrong way. Just like idiots. You'll even come across some that don't work at all. These are not good metronomes. Afterward, I'd advise you to buy something to put your music in, a briefcase. They come at all prices. The problem you'll have is deciding which one you want. A student should have lots of patience, great patience, the patience of a horse, huge patience. Because it's very beneficial for a student to get used to putting up with his teacher. Just think, a teacher, he'll ask questions he knows and that you don't know. He takes unfair advantage, obviously, but you have the right to remain silent. It's even the best policy. Don't take it out on your instrument. Instruments often submit to very bad treatment. People beat them. I've known children who took pleasure in stepping on the feet of their piano. Others don't put their violins back in their cases, and then, poor thing, it gets a chill and catches cold. That's not nice. Not at all. And some pour snuff into their trombones. This is very unpleasant for the instrument. And when they blow on it, they project those irritating particles into the faces of people around them. And then everyone sneezes and coughs, sometimes for over half an hour. Ugh! The consequences are serious. And afterward, the instrument works poorly and has to be fixed. You do your exercises in the morning, after breakfast. You should be very clean. And you should have blown your nose. You shouldn't stop working with your fingers covered with jam. The hours and the days you take lessons have to be scheduled with the consent of both the pupil and the teacher. It would be very inconvenient if the pupil took his lesson at his hour on his day while the teacher gave it at another hour on another day. That goes on all the time in the schools. There are some students who never lay eyes on their teachers. Curious application of an educational system. Don't follow that plan. Because, out of necessity, there has to be some agreement. The pupil and the teacher were put on this earth to meet one another, at least from time to time. Otherwise, where would we get? That's right, where would we? I'll tell you, we'd get nowhere. Realize that work is freedom. Freedom, that is, for everybody else. While you work, you don't bother anybody. Never forget it. You understand? Sit down. I'm obliged to finish this talk an hour ahead of time. Soon it will be 6. I have to have something to eat. Then I want to take a walk in order to get an appetite. Children, please be good.